Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is door. D-O-O-R.
Really?
You bet your life. The DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
It's a fine name for a grown man. Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx! Well, last week we dropped $3,500, so tonight we start fresh. With $1,000 for one of our couples. George Fenneman, who gets first whack at it?
Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a bachelor and a spinster. And here they are, Mr. Maurice Hauenstein and Miss Irene Tom, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. And if one of you says the secret word at any time, he wins $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you see every day. Bachelor and a spinster, eh? Miss Tom? Tom?
How do you
pronounce? Tom?
Tom.
The H is silent, eh?
That's right.
Like in herring.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work do you do, Miss Tom?
I handle the retirement records and special pension files for General Petroleum Corporation.
And Mr. Havenstein?
That's right.
Is that right?
The name is Hauenstein.
H-A-U. Isn't there a cow that has that kind of a name?
Close to it.
What kind of work do you do, Mr. Hauenstein?
Well, I am office manager for the Owens, Illinois Glass Company.
Mm-hmm. Why aren't you married, Mr. Hauenstein?
Well, I think I'm pretty old now.
I don't know. Look at Barkley. Look at Mayor O'Dwyer. Look at Hedy Lamarr. I tell you, you look at O'Dwyer and I'll look at Hedy Lamarr. How old are you, Maurice?
44 now.
Well, that's a wonderful age for marriage, isn't it, Irene?
Well, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Just about right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just ripe, too, I'd say now. Maurice, how tall are you?
About 5'8".
And how tall is your ideal man, Irene?
Oh, about 5'7", 5'8".
I'll bet if Maurice was a midget, your ideal man would be about 3'6". Has dodging women ever led you into any peculiar experience, Maurice?
Well, only one that I can think of.
Well, that's the one we want. Let's have this yarn, Maurice.
I don't know how fitting it is, but here in Los Angeles, I took a young lady up to the apartment of a boyfriend of mine, and no one was home.
Well, so far, you're okay, huh?
I couldn't get in, but I knew how to get in because he'd always lose his key, and so we would push the garbage can aside and enter.
You had the
from...
garbage can in the living room?
When you were out in the hall, you could enter through the garbage entrance to get in to unlock the front door.
Well, that's the wealthiest garbage you'll ever encounter. You just said door, and that's our secret word tonight, so you just won $100 in cash, compliments of the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. Do you remember what we were talking about when the bell rang?
After I'd gotten inside, I had to go around to unlock the front door. I didn't know that the boyfriend had moved out about three weeks before.
Well, whose garbage was it?
When I got inside, there was a man and his wife in bed. I was pretty dumbfounded, and then I suddenly noticed he was getting out of bed in no uncertain terms. And of course, the front...
What do you mean, in no uncertain terms?
I could see blood in his eye or something. He was after me. The front door was right handy there, but I didn't go out the front door. I went back out this garbage hole.
Well, that's certainly a very romantic interlude in your life. Now, As a confirmed bachelor, Maurice, who cooks your meals and rinses the gravy out of your neckties?
Almost anyone that's around.
Irene, are you a pretty good cook?
Well, I think I am.
What kind of a dish do you like to whip up? Anything in particular?
Well, I like fried chicken, but then, of course, I do have a recipe that I'm rather proud of that I like to serve to my friends called Rinkum Diddy.
Rinkum Diddy, did you say? Maurice, do you like Rinkum Diddy? You've never heard of Rinkum Diddy? Maurice, you've certainly led a sheltered and cloistered life. Huh? Irene, you're not trying to poison Maurice. Are you?
No.
What is Rinkum Diddy?
Well, it's really a Welsh rarebit.
Maurice, you obviously need a good woman to look after you. If Irene proposed to you right now, what would your answer be? Would it be no?
Yes.
Well, you've changed your mind, eh, Irene? Here he is, struggling but still alive, huh? Well, congratulations to you two. I know you'll be very happy. And remember, Maurice, the secret word tonight is Rinkum Diddy. Well, I must say, you make a charming and attractive couple, and apparently you have a great deal in common. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to work together for a chance at $1,000. You bet your life.
The DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America have certain standards which they do their utmost to live up to. You might call this set of standards their creed. It means a lot to them and to you as a car owner. This creed states that every DeSoto Plymouth dealer wants to and intends to treat you fairly and squarely, whether you come in for a new car, a used car, or just a simple repair job. It's the honest desire of everyone in the office and in the shop at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers to serve you to the best of his or her ability. Isn't this the kind of attention you want? Well then, wherever you drive, visit the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Now let's see if an ex-bachelor and an ex-spinster will be the ones who get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question. Fenneman, bring them up to date on the rules.
Each of our three couples has $20. They bet as much of that 20 as they want on each of four questions. The couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,000 question at the end of the show. Our other two couples are in a waiting room off stage, so they don't know what's going on out here.
Here we go. Let's see how high you can build your $20. You select the cities and states as your category. Is that right? All of these cities are over 50,000 in population. Now, here's your first question. You have $20. How much are you going to try?
$10.
$10? Okay. Now, in what state is the city of Providence?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is right.
And they're on their way with $30, Groucho.
All right. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the 30 are you going to try?
10 more.
In what state is the city of Jacksonville?
Florida.
Florida is right.
They're climbing. They have $40 now.
So here's your third question. How much of the 40 will you bet?
$20.
In what state is the city of Patterson?
New Jersey.
New Jersey is correct.
They're really on their way. They have $60.
Is your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 60 will you bet?
$30.
$30. In what state is the city of Sioux City?
Iowa.
Iowa is right.
And they wind up with $90.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Stick around now. You may get a chance at the big question.
Groucho, the secret word is still door.
I know that, George.
Well, perhaps the next couple will say it, too. We have a butler, Groucho. And a housewife selected from the studio audience just before we went on the air. And here they are, Mrs. Irene Colt and Mr. Urbano Galindanis. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, to You Bet Your Life. And if one of you says the secret word, he wins $100 in cash instantly. It's a common word, something you see every day. A housewife and a butler, huh? Mrs. Butler, you're the housewife?
No, I'm Mrs. Colt.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm just a homemaker.
You do
housewife.
Nothing.
Nothing. What do you mean, nothing?
And Mr. Galindanis, is that right?
That's right, sir.
You must be the butler, huh? Where are you from?
From the Philippines, sir.
The Philippines, huh? Well, what do you do as a butler? Just what do you do?
See that the house runs smoothly.
House runs smoothly? You work in a trailer?
I just said it.
What was the best job you had as a butler, Mr. Galindanis?
I worked for a millionaire.
Oh, a millionaire, huh? What was their name?
Oh, I would rather not say. That would embarrass him.
Well, could you give me their phone number? No, they might be looking for a gardener. I know I'm looking for a gardener. He stole my last bag of fertilizer.
Long distance, sir.
Tell me about their house. How many rooms?
Oh, they had 17 rooms in the house.
70 rooms?
17
rooms. 17 rooms, huh? And how many servants, huh?
14 servants.
14 servants, huh? What were their jobs, sir?
Oh, butler, second butler, chambermaid, upstairs maid, downstairs maid, cook, chef cook, second cook.
What does the second cook do? Succotash?
He cooks all the food.
Now, Mr. Gallandine is in your job with a big household. What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Get up from bed, sir.
No, let's say you're up now. I mean, what's the way? What's the first thing you do?
First thing to do is to see that the breakfast is served. The maids carry the trays to the ladies. And I, the butler, carry the food to the gentlemen, to the boss.
You got the wrong job, haven't you? Can't you ever switch with the maids? Huh?
Never, sir.
Now, Irene, can you have breakfast in bed if you want it?
I could if I went out and cooked it and took it back to bed.
You wouldn't have to do that, Irene. At night, all you got to do is fill your hot water bag with coffee. Yeah? And in the morning, you could fry your eggs on the electric blanket. What else do you do on your job, Urbano? Do you help the master with his clothes?
Well, when he has no valet, sir, then I take care of that.
Let's say this fellow's a pauper who can't afford a valet. Now, what about the lady of the house? Who helps her with her dressing?
Oh, upstairs maid, sir.
How do you know you were asking? Do you have an upstairs maid, Irene?
I don't even have an upstairs.
I had an upstairs maid once, but she gave me a lot of trouble. She wouldn't stay upstairs. Huh? Well, Mr. Gallandinus, if taxes get any higher, my advice to you is to stop being a butler and become a tax collector. Now, you're going to work together as a team for a chance at $1,000. You run your 20 bucks into more than our other couples, and you'll get a crack at the DeSoto Plymouth big question. I can't tell you how much our first couple won, but George Fenneman is off stage to remind our listeners.
The Bachelor and the Spinster won $90.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected famous women athletes as your category. All right, now you have $20. How much are you going to try?
$10.
With what sport do you associate Babe Didrikson?
Golf.
Well, Golf is right, yes.
And they're on their way with $30.
All right, remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $30 will you try?
$20.
$20. What sport is Mildred Burke famous in? B-U-R-K-E.
Mildred Burke.
I'm sorry, it's wrestling. She's the world's champion wrestler.
Mildred Burke.
We had her on this program. She threw me twice in 3 minutes.
They now have $10.
Well, now you have $10, and here's your third question. How much of the 10 are you going to bet?
Shoot the works?
Yeah. $5.
$5, all right. How much you gonna bet, huh? You want to compromise and make it $8?
Okay.
$8? Here's your third question. With what sport is Louise Brough associated? B-R-O-U-G-H.
Tennis.
Tennis is correct.
On the way again, I believe they have $18.
All right. Oh, what a mathematical genius that Fenneman is, huh? You've got $18. Here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 18 are you going to throw?
Send it on. 15.
Okay. With what sport is Shirley Mae France associated?
Swimming
is correct.
And they wind up with $33.
You wind up with $33. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Now, in just a minute, our last couple will be out here, and then we'll all get the chance at the $1,000. Fenneman, who's leading?
The Bachelor and the Spinster are leading with $90. And the secret word is still door.
Perhaps the next couple will say it. We invited some tourist experts to the show tonight, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Josette Frontin from the French consulate and Mr. Al Kostler, who drives a sightseeing bus. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers, and if one of you says the secret word, he wins $100 in cash. It's a common word, something you see every day. Miss Josette Frontin, is that right? Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Not very correctly. It is Frontin.
Is Frontin?
Yes.
Oh. You're from the French consulate?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Parlez-vous français? You speak French, eh?
Yes, I speak French.
Bon appétit.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
You are welcome.
I think this guy's a phony, eh? He hasn't said one word of French. Ah, mademoiselle, eau de cologne? That means I'll pay for the perfume later. Let's see you knock off some French.
Oh, bien sûr que je parle français. J'arrive juste de France, et c'est juste un petit peu pour vous entendre.
I knew you were French. Yeah. I know lots of French phrases. Ile de France, that means I'm sick of my friends. Chateaubriand. That means my hat's on fire. Where are you from, Josette?
I am from Dinard in Brittany.
You're from Dinard?
Yes.
What time did you have that, huh? Oh. I'm from Hunger. Is that anything like
that? No. That's not.
Where is Dinard?
It is in Brittany by the seaside.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Who are you, Mr. Coswell?
I'm a sightseeing bus driver.
Oh. You speak English?
Yes, sir.
What dialect do you speak, Al? I'll call you Al. Eh?
I'm from Colorado, Grand Junction.
Mm-hmm. You speak French?
No, sir.
It's too bad. It would have been much easier if you spoke French, then we could all three of us converse in there. In the language of diplomacy. Eh? I hope you don't mind if we speak English.
Oh, I think it would be very much better.
Oui, oui, patty for gras. Huh? What do you work for, Mr. Kosler?
The Tanner Gray Line Motor Tours.
And what are the Tanner lines? Huh?
Well, we operate over all of Southern California, Nevada, and
who do you operate?
Arizona. Huh? Bus sightseeing buses.
You operate on sightseeing buses?
Yes.
What do you use, a hatchet or... Now, what questions do your touring passengers ask most frequently, Al? Please stop at the next filling station.
Mostly,
I want to phone my sister. What do they ask mostly, huh?
Mostly to how they can get into a movie studio and see movie stars.
What are some of the movie stars' homes that you point out, Al?
We pass Loretta Young's home, and Joanne Crawford, Eddie Cantor, Jack Benny's, and...
Don't you go past my house?
We pass within about a half a block of you.
Well, if I knew when you were coming, I could walk up and meet the bus. Huh? Well, let's get back to you, Frenchie. What do you do at the French consulate? Are you an ambassador?
No, I'm not an ambassador. I work with a French commercial attaché.
Attaché? What is that? Is that when you stick somebody with a sword?
Oh, no, that is touché.
Touché.
Yes.
Is two attachés one touché? Say, I'm picking up quite a lot of the language.
No.
Well,
that
what,
means,
just what, huh?
That means attached.
Attached, yes. And tell me, Josette, are you attached to the attaché?
Oh, no. The attaché is attached to the French consulate.
Well, I hope they'll be very happy together. Well, are you attached to anybody, Josette?
No, I'm single.
Ooh, la la. That's French bus driver. think you understand what I mean. Huh? Well, how is an attractive French pastry like you are still in the bakery? Surely 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong.
Well, there are not so many French men in United States.
Well, would you have to marry a Frenchman? Couldn't you marry one of the home guard?
Well, I think I could be interested in some American man, especially if he had some of the Frenchman qualities.
I see. Well, ma chérie, what do you have in mind?
So I would like him to be kind, thoughtful, gallant, courteous, debonair, and also what you call a good sport.
Well, what I call a good sport may not be the same as what you call it. How do you feel about American husbands, Al?
Well, I think they're kind and gentle and big-hearted, handsome and well-heeled.
Well, Al, are you that kind of a husband?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Don't you know what kind of a husband you are?
I'm not married.
Touché, Al. That's French, meaning I make the jokes around here. What do you find most interesting about the United States, Josette?
Oh, I think that is the fact that every people, Germans, Spaniards, English, French, just seems to be happy to live together and just like if they were a big family. They are all American.
Well, you're very observant, Josette. Perhaps someday the whole world will see it that way, too. As secretary for the commercial attaché, just what are your duties?
My job covers a lot of territory.
You mean your boss chases you around the office? Well, what do you mean, Miss Frontin?
I mean I have to answer the phones and the letters, sometimes some funny ones. And also, I receive the people wishing to go for a trip over to France.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to go to France, and I'm planning on going there next summer. What kind of a trip would you suggest for me?
Well, what are you specially interested?
The same thing any other red-blooded American. The Eiffel Tower. Well, I've learned a lot about France tonight and also about bus drivers. Now, let's see if you two will win the most money and get the chance at the $1,000 question. Beat our other two couples, and that's all you have to do. I can't tell you how much they won, but George is slinking around offstage to remind our listeners.
The Bachelor and the Spinster are still leading with $90.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected stars of current movies as your category. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Now, here's your first question. You have $20. How much will you try?
Better just take $5.
$5. Who plays Samson in Samson and Delilah? No? That's a pretty easy question, though. You should have guessed it. Well, it's Victor Mature. Now you have $15. Well, all right. Remember, you're going for $1,000 tonight, so that's the big prize. Now, how much of the 15 will you try?
Make it 10, then.
Make it 10. All right. Who is the male star of Sands of Iwo Jima?
John Agar and John Wayne.
John Wayne is right.
Well, they're on the way now. They have $25.
All right, now you got $25. Here's your third question. How much of the 25 will you try?
10.
Who plays the title role in Thelma Jordan? Take a guess.
I don't know it.
No.
I'm sorry. It's Barbara Stanwyck. All right, now you have $15. How much are you going to bet now?
You better say 15.
You want to shoot the works?
Yeah.
Okay, 15. Who stars in the Western Montana?
Earl Flynn.
Earl Flynn is correct.
And they wind up with $30. And that means the Bachelor and the Spinster get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
Thank you.
This year, the one thing all of us could count on as far as weather went was that it would be unpredictable. And of course, this is all the more reason to have our cars operating in tip-top shape. Many, many people have discovered this year that it pays to go to an authorized DeSoto Plymouth dealer, whether it's an emergency or a routine checkup. For there, you get expert, courteous service at the lowest possible cost. In fact, that's a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's everyday way of doing business. Now, they're able to accomplish this because they have highly skilled mechanics in their shop. And these experts work with special factory-designed and approved tools. From the records they keep on your car, they're able to tell you, for example, when your engine is ready for a tune-up or new lubrication. They'll tell you when your tires should be rotated to add thousands of miles to their life. For the best from your car, stop in where you get the best service at an authorized DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. And here is the bachelor and the spinster, the winning couple, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question, Groucho.
All right, here we go for $1,000. Ready? I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on one single answer between you. So think carefully and please, no help from the audience. Here it is. Recently, in a big shakeup of personnel, a new chief of naval operations was appointed to succeed Admiral Denfield. Who is the present chief of naval operations? What is the answer you two have decided upon?
I'm afraid I don't know.
I'm sorry, it's Admiral Forrest Sherman. So that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you won $90 in the quiz, plus $100 for saying the secret word. Congratulations and thanks to both of you.
You Bet Your Life is a John Goodell production, transcribed from Hollywood, directed by Bob Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this time for the Groucho Marx Show, You Bet Your Life, presented by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation. And don't forget, next week, the big question will be worth $1,500.
Before winding up tonight's proceedings, I'd like to thank the radio editors of the United States and Canada for voting our show the best quiz program on the air in the annual poll conducted for Fame magazine. Well, it's almost time for Bing Crosby, so good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Here's a tip from the National Safety Council. The golden rule applies in driving, too. Drive as you would have the other fellow drive. This is George Fenneman, signing off with more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.